in emergency aid to feed more than 6 million people facing starvation. The appeal came at a meeting of donors to discuss the impact of a prolonged drought on East Africa. Ethiopian officials said their country needs 159,000 tons of food between now and this year's end. They said nearly 80,000 children under 5 are suffering from acute malnutrition and that $9 million are needed for moderately malnourished children and women. Also on Thursday, aid agency Oxfam called for a change of strategy towards the risk of disaster in Ethiopia. Oxfam said imported food aid saves lives in the short run, but does little to help communities withstand the next shock. Well, earlier, Nicholas Martlew from Oxfam told us Ethiopia is on the verge of a humanitarian crisis if the international community fails to act swiftly.
Well, the current situation is obviously extremely serious and concerning for us. We're seeing throughout the country that bad or failed rains have had an impact on harvest. And what's concerning is that this is coming on three or four seasons of failed rains before now. So this means that communities haven't been able to recover from previous droughts and are now going into this one in a much weaker state. And that's why Oxfam has said that we can't keep chasing each drought with food aid, because it doesn't help communities prepare for the next drought, even though it does save lives right now. But what we need to be doing is the international community needs to be shifting the focus of its support towards helping communities prepare for droughts and prepare for other disasters.